Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, we get to a developing story now on SportsCenter. Former Michigan coach Sherrone Moore appeared via video conference in a Michigan courtroom today. He has been charged with felony home invasion and misdemeanor counts of stalking and breaking and entering. Moore's bond has been set at $25,000. He's been in jail since Wednesday, hours after he was fired for having an inappropriate relationship with a staff member.
Tanny, thanks for making that nice and plain for people as we get back in to this and talk about it. Carmen Vitale is in for Spiegs, Spiegel and Holmes show. The Sherrone Moore story got more clarity today with the charges actually being filed and finding out a little bit more about what had happened, because it seemed like, and I myself was trying to be delicate about it, because at first it wasn't really described as an arrest.
Right.
It was described as detained.
Yes. And which can mean something different.
Absolutely. And, yes. and I think it probably did. I think that there was probably a psych evaluation that went on. Right. They wanted to make sure that he wasn't in a place where he was going to hurt himself. Yes. And part of the bond is him getting therapy, him staying on any therapeutic drug that he's on. But clearly there was some stuff that happened here that was very scary on a bunch of different fronts.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It was, and I mean, Listen, mental health is no joke, and it should be treated just as plainly and concretely as physical health when you're talking about a broken arm or this, that, the other. Like, having issues with your mental health, you need treatment, you need medicine, you need whatever it is, therapy, all of that. With that understanding, though, it doesn't excuse committing crimes. It does not excuse the mistreatment of women, of putting them in a very scary situation, which for all intents and purposes is what it looked like. It doesn't excuse, and the biggest thing too, and I was diving into this, Rachel Hotmeyer of CBS Detroit has done a wonderful job of covering this and using her sourcing to break pieces of this story. And the biggest thing that kind of sticks out to me, I mean, the situation where, you know, he's now been charged, there are, what, 3 counts of third-degree home invasion, stalking, breaking and entering into the young woman's house. But the biggest thing to me is that this was apparently, and this is according to Rachel Hotmeyer, the third time that he has been under investigation for conduct with women by the university. And this started with him being let go at Michigan, and he was fired despite the fact that there were concerns raised about his mental health and his mental stability as recently as Sunday. He was fired one-on-one in the AD's office without HR present, without security present. And
which could end up being a problem for the university.
And so it kind of brings into conversation, what culpability does the university have in all of this? And I think that there is a lot, because if you're telling me that this is the third time that he has been under investigation for his conduct with women, like, the cynical part of my brain is like, if he hadn't lost to Ohio State, would he be getting fired?
We brought this up yesterday, and I can't dismiss out of hand anyone with that cynicism, because and partially because of everything that we're hearing now, how there are plenty of members of that family, of the University of Michigan family, they're like, yeah, we knew that something was
like
going.
This is not an actual secret. I mean, I working in this industry as long as I have, you get to know, like, these kinds of situations, when you're talking about just the infidelity part, the affairs, the open secrets, happen quite a bit. And no one is that naive, especially, again, I keep harping back to, this is not the first time that he has been under investigation for his conduct with women. You talk about the situation where he was found at the young woman's house because his wife reportedly had his location. And you have to think that, like, there are, it was not a secret between, and the people that were raising concerns about his mental health were donors. So, like, that is how far this reaches. It's not just that his family or his inner circle knew that he had issues that were not being addressed. This reached all the way to boosters and donors. And, like, you talk about the entire
alums,
like, people that are around the Michigan program.
There are a lot of Michigan alums, there are a lot of former Michigan football players that have been quoted on pods or their own Instagram or Twitter, being like, oh yeah, like, we knew that this was going on, but not to this extent. And it raises so many questions about the, I don't want to try to stand on a morality soapbox, but no. I do think that it raises questions on, when is the moment when an open secret is something that should be addressed more openly?
Yeah. And especially when you're considering that the conduct isn't legal. Like, what he is doing is not legal. He is putting women in really bad situation, in danger.
And endangering himself. And then also, in if the indictment is to be believed in some of the quotes that were added to it, like if what he did was what they said, the idea of self-harm as a way to make someone feel bad, like that's...
mental health is a real thing. It's a real serious, like you should take it very seriously, but it does not excuse, I think that's the biggest thing, is it does not excuse that kind of behavior or putting other people in danger or putting yourself in danger for that matter. But the thing that's, you know, I hope that Sharon Moore gets the help that he needs. I hope that he is set on a better path now that this has all kind of come to light and now he can begin picking up the pieces and getting on a better path in life.
But that doesn't mean that he shouldn't have to pay.
I think that comes first. You have to face the consequences. You have to take accountability. And then it also raises more questions of how much is the university accountable for? Mm-hmm. How do you hold the university accountable? Also, this is not the first time that we're talking about a scandal at Michigan.
The university president 3 years ago had to step down. That, like, even take it away from the football program, which has its own picadillos, but the university president had to step down because of an inappropriate relationship with someone who was on staff.
There was a staffer that was fired that it came out this summer that he had hacked into players and staffers' phones and computers and leaked photos and personal information and photos. Like, this is going beyond like the ha-ha Michigan's cheaters on the football field. This is bleeding into real life that has real consequences and is frankly really dangerous for a lot of the people involved. And again, what consequences are there for the university that has allowed this to happen? And I was getting in this conversation with my fiance actually, where I was like, what is the equivalent in college football to losing draft picks? Because in the NIL era, you can lose scholarships, sure, but you can't tell me there's not a booster that's not willing to foot that bill indirectly. How do you enforce any sort of punishment for a university in our current state of college football?
It's so interesting, Carmen, that you bring that up. And Carmen Vitale sitting in for Speaks today. College football has become almost autonomous now. Like, they are above the NCAA. Like, college football,
the NCAA has never been this powerless.
And if you're a Power Five school other than Notre Dame, like, they are now their own boss. Mm-hmm. We're going to run our own system. We've got our own playoff now. We've got our own thing. You can have your little bowl system that you're doing, but we're doing this. So who's watching the watchman now? Like how is there going to be fair and treatment and punishment dished out when it is deserved?
Right.
And how big of a scandal does there have to be before a university pays a price for it?
Right.
These are really important questions.
Michigan 3 years ago settled a $490 million settlement for their former team doctor and his sexual abuse on athletes. So, like, if that doesn't cost them with punishment from the NCAA, they're going to continue to think they can get away with anything that they want. And it's not just Michigan. All these schools in the Big Ten, Penn State, Michigan State,
Ohio State,
have all had similar scandals like this. And like you said, Carmen, there's no check there. There were very few checks and balances then.
Right before.
Throw it out the window.
Throw it out the window with NIL, because there's always going to be a booster or a donor or someone that is willing to indirectly pay for those, like if you lose scholarships, and it lets these schools evade any sort of consequence or accountability. And that's how you get these patterns now that you see Michigan on, where it's like, all right, at first it was just cheating on the football field. And you know what? And I'm very much of the opinion that if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, right? But now it has escalated past football or athletics to real life, real danger, and real crime. Like, these are charges that the former head football coach at Michigan is now facing. He is facing jail time. And
he was the coach 4 days ago.
Exactly. And again, the timing of all of it is just, it leaves me feeling really, really icky.
I completely understand where you're coming from on it. I hate to look, because I've been in this business for so long, there's been some scar tissue that's formed with me.
Sure.
And I'm skeptical by nature, but I think I've probably become more cynical because I'm closer to a lot of this stuff. And yeah. When you see something like this, and when you start to recognize the pattern that you're talking about, you go, oh, so the Ohio State game meant more than anything.
Yes.
Like, it meant everything to the program. And once you lost that game, then it was totally okay for all of this stuff to come to light.
Right. But had you won that game, you were just going to continue sweeping all of this under the rug?
Had you won that game, there was a very real chance that Michigan's in the college football playoff.
Right.
That and your cynicism about it.
And then again,
it's warranted.
There's a blowback of responsibility of, like, clearly Sherrone Moore is not in a stable mental place. And clearly he hasn't been in a long time. But if he was winning, you were willing to just ignore that? Like, as just a... I can't think of any other, like, I would like to not think of any other company that can see that from one of their employees and completely disregard it because, well, you know, we're still winning. Things are still going okay. And you're just constantly waiting for this to bubble up and bubble over. It's one of those things, like, what happened to the game I love? And I'm not naive enough to think that these things haven't been happening, but I just think that there is such an opportunity for universities now in the current state of college football to completely evade any sort of consequences.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.